Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another quick rant of truth on the scales of truth. I'm Tyson Harley. This episode, a follow-up to the last one about the next shoe dropping on what affected Neil Young's decision to take his catalog off of Spotify. So the details are there, but let me ask very directly. Do you think he would have told Spotify to get rid of a $737,000 income stream for him by taking off his catalog? Because that's what Billboard estimates the Spotify portion of his royalties at a year. $737,000 a year had he not just been paid $150 million. Okay? If he had not been paid just a year ago, $150 million. Put another way, that is something like the equivalent of 200 years of Spotify royalties. Do you think he would have had that decision and that strong stand and then stood up to it instead of it just being a bluff if it was just straight up he loses a $737,000 income stream? Answer, no, he wouldn't. He's not made of money. I'm sure he's relying on that stream, and that's nice, but $737,000 a year, he wouldn't have done it without being paid $150 million. Agreed? I think you probably agree. So then the next question becomes, I don't know how strongly Joni Mitchell is opposing this, but she is a fellow Canadian, so one wonders if there's not a little bit of, you know, backdoor Canadian-American, Canadian connection with Troop False Doe and whatever he's talking to people about. After all, he's handsome. So he can have influence over the celebrities. So one wonders if she sticks to it, and I don't know if she is, to take her music off too. What have been her recent financials on her catalog? I have not looked at. I did look it up briefly last night. Didn't find anything. That's the next question, guys. Okay, yeah, $150 million to have them tell you whatever opinion you need them to tell the public. Is it a worthy investment for Blackstone? Absolutely. These types of little protests are what distracts us from finally getting to the criminals, because they're specifically protest to censor the information that proves to everybody that those people are criminals, that they are worthy of Nuremberg 2.0. Okay, guys, that's it for me today. Thanks for listening.